Romans chapter 8, we are looking at the leading of the Spirit. And we are looking at how God leads us. How many of you, when you're going to a new place, you like to know where you are going exactly? The map, MCNs. One of the, I think if you count top 10 for me, most frustrating things that I don't like is not to know where I'm going. Especially in Lagos, where you know, they can just tell you it's one way. But you don't write it. I mean, how do you expect me to know it's my first time here? They just say, it's one way, it's one way. That's how we do it. So what are you going to do now? What am I meant to do? Am I meant to shout, sing, dance? Amen. So I like to know where I'm going. And sometimes Google Map can be wrong too. Because I wanted to go somewhere in there. Was it Shasha? Ebeda's side. So I put the address on the map. And we're driving. It was myself and my wife. And map said, you have arrived at your destination. I said, you are who? I look at the destination, I said, I have arrived. There's no way. I'm not the one coming here. This is not the place. Funny enough, I've been there once, but it's been years. So I've been there, so I know where I'm going to. You cannot tell me this is where I'm going. I've been there before. So I said, no, this is not the destination. Take me there. Hallelujah. And God can take you there. Hallelujah. God's Spirit can lead us. And sometimes, some of us wait for the hard decisions in life. Where, oh, I need to hear God. Fat, audible voice. Let me hear my name like this. As Christians, we need to know how God leads us. It's not just for pastors. It's not for reverends and bishops. It's for every Christian. It's for me. Oh, come on. It's for me. And it's for you. I am led by the Spirit of God. I'm not led by my feelings. I'm not led by my feelings alone. Amen. You know, we said, it's not bad. We are not rubbishing it. We're not saying, oh, we said it's good, but it's not the best. Some are led by facts and logic. The numbers, the Excel sheets, the figures. But I'm also not led by that. I'm led by the best. I am led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God tells me what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Yeah, I hear His voice and I follow. I don't ignore. I don't stifle. I don't suppress His voice. I am God's child. Romans 8:14. Are you there? Alright. So let's go. Romans 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That means the sons of God are led by their feelings. The sons of God are led from where? By the Spirit of God. See, I am led by the Spirit of God. Interesting. We are led by the Spirit of God. The Lord has not made it out for us to hear Him. He has not. He has not hidden answers. God has not hidden answers from you. God is not quiet. Is the enemy that tries to confuse you? Is the noise that is loud? But God is talking. And we must train ourselves to listen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. So the Holy Spirit is not the spirit of bondage. I'll say it again. The Holy Spirit is not the spirit of bondage. It's the spirit of truth. And the truth makes free. The truth does not put you in bondage. You know, there are folks who think, when I receive the Holy Ghost, then that means I will start to get poor. Or something will start to happen to me. I've told you before, riches or poverty are not the fruits of faith. You can't judge someone's faith in Christ on their account balance. You're a false prophet if you do that. There are many reasons why people are rich or poor, and their faith is probably the last on the list. Some are born into wealthy families. They didn't have to have faith. I mean, zero faith. Before the child is born, while in the womb, they already had an account. I wish. Amen. Don't you wish? You already had an account of billions. The child has not even seen the sun. Doesn't even have a name. But already has an account with billions ready. Say, this one is from kindergarten to college level. That one, that kind of person, you not meet that kind of person in the university. Somehow. He met a footer. You're not thinking that it's because he has faith that he can possess things or have some things. No. His faith is not it. Also, being poor doesn't mean that people don't have faith. Life is about chances, opportunities, times, seasons. So don't think the Holy Ghost puts you in a bondage called poverty or a bondage called lack. And, you know, it's not a spirit of bondage. Are you listening to me? And not every lack comes from God. I know that maybe God is testing me with this lack. God doesn't really have that kind of time. We should look for how to get out. All right, let's go on. It's not a spirit of bondage. Let that stick. It's a spirit of truth. Say, so we have not received the spirit of bondage, verse 15, again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption because God is our Father. Come in verse 16 together, because this changes everything. Want to go? The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are. Say, so the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit. What does it not bear witness? It doesn't bear witness with my feelings. It doesn't bear witness with the logic. It doesn't bear witness with the facts. It doesn't bear witness with numbers. It doesn't bear witness with opportunities. It bears witness with my spirit. That means my spirit and the Holy Spirit are talking. There's a me on the inside that God talks to. So much light and revelation here. The day you arrive at that fact that God's spirit is talking to me, it changes everything for you. It's important in your walk with God to know that the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. You see, this book, Bible, is full of God talking to people. And He has not changed. Right? Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and He has stopped, and forever. He has not changed. The Bible is full of God talking to people. From Noah, God told him, you are going to build the ark this way. You're going to build it in this place. You're going to go and tell people to come into the ark. Why he allowed mosquitoes? I don't know. Amen. That would have been a perfect opportunity. No insecticide, no nothing. Just leave them in the flood. Hallelujah. Or maybe they smuggled in through the window. Hallelujah. They were in the flood and they saw that, nah, it's not going down. We need to enter the ark. And there was no mosquito net in the ark. Which other animal would you have wished... would you have wished did not stay in the ark? Snake. If snakes don't exist in the world, man will not exist anymore. You need snakes to survive. What you have is rodents. You have a lot of rats, a lot of frogs, and you will not be able to control. Snakes are natural pesticides. All right, let's leave that. So I say, PR. Snake, is this a snake PR? Well, let's leave that. So, thank God that the snakes entered. Maybe not the cobra. Kukinje, your rat, no. So, maybe not the cobra. But, thank God for snakes. Hallelujah. That's weird. Thank God for life. Alright, so we said the Bible is full of God talking to people. Noah. Abraham. In fact, Abraham said, let me go and pray about it. God, are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's how much God talks to us. God said, okay, if I can find 50 righteous people, if I can find 10 righteous people, even if it's one person, God can talk to you. It might not be an audible voice where you hear your name and you hear a voice as though someone is in the room. It might not be an open vision. In fact, you can go through all your life without hearing an audible voice. There's a witness. There's a check in your spirit. If you allow it, it will get louder. There's a check in your inside. A green light where God is telling you, this is where to go. This is what to do now. Don't miss it. Stay away. Amen. And don't always associate every leading of God to accident. You know, I feel that every leading of God. So once I don't enter this bus, that means, everybody just last dent. No, accident is even from last dent. Last dent is always more chaotic. Don't link the leading of God to that. God can just lead you away from the bus. Amen. Someone say, why? I don't know. To meet someone, to delay, to wasting, different reasons. And I'm led by the Spirit of God. Every day, it is sharpened. I am more sensitive to how God is talking to me. I'm not tone deaf in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he said, God is always talking. Moses. God was speaking to Moses. What's in your hand? He said, it's a staff. It's useless. It's just a stick. God said, stretch it to the ocean or to the sea. If you're the one, you laugh. He said, staff. You know, there are some miracles that are recorded in the Bible. That if it's today, Insta blog will carry it and say, Lamba. How do you tell the world that you fed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread? They will say, all those fake pastors. How do you tell the world that the sea, the Atlantic Ocean, separated into two and the whole country passed? Hope you know they didn't pass in 5 minutes. It took months. And they were walking in the middle of water. The walls on either side were water. Will you even have enough faith to walk? Or are you gonna just embrace Pharaoh? See, you can see that me, I'm not with them. We have enough faith to follow Moses. But God was talking to them. They could hear him. At night it was a pillar of fire. And then a pillar of cloud. We are not without leading. Every day and every time, he tells us what to do. We don't make mistakes in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so he says, it's best to be led by the Spirit of God. Joshua, Elijah, the whole earth God, Elisha, Isaiah. In the New Testament, after Jesus rose from the dead, it was described that people heard from God. In Acts 13, Acts chapter 13. Are you in church this morning? So Acts is before Romans. The gospel of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 13 verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, and Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, we had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. No, you don't need all of those details until we get to them. Verse 2. Can we verse 2 together? Want to go? And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me for the work I have called them. The Holy Ghost said. So is God talking to the church? Come on. Can God talk to the church? They didn't roll dice. They didn't do counts. They didn't do head count. They didn't do democracy. No. The Holy Ghost said, these are the people I want. And he has not changed. He's still talking. I said it before. You can't call Jesus the Word of God and say he's quiet. He is the Word of God. He's always talking. He's always leading. He's always directing. He's always pointing you out to facts and details and charters. Just don't be deaf. Just don't allow the noise to drown it. Are you listening to me? So the Holy Ghost said in Acts 15, right, when you come to church, you open Bible. Except you are with Quran. It's Bible you came to open. You don't come to hear stories, right? Came to open the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God to me. Acts 15, verse 28. I saw in verse 26, or verse 25. It's verse 25. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you, with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Now his name has changed. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas. The word Judas is Jude, not Iscariot. So when you say Jude, if your name is Jude, that's Judas. Amen. Brother Jude, take note. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall tell you the same things by mouth. Can we verse 28 together? For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these things that are necessary. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. That means we've heard from the Holy Ghost and it's good to us. So the church constantly were being led by the Spirit of God. It was not Excel sheet. They were not trying to draw out a plan. They were not led by costs. They were not led by convenience. They were not led by opportunities. They were led by the Holy Ghost. And as a church, I received the same. Amen. Amen. That we are led by the Holy Ghost. We are not led by trends. We are not led by herds. You are not led by market opportunities. We are led by the Spirit of God. I say we are led by the Spirit of God. I say we are led by the Spirit of God. In our works, in our families, we are led by the Spirit of God. We know what to do. We know exactly what to do. We know exactly what to do. We know exactly what to say. We know exactly where to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So he said, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Look at Acts 16. Verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Look at that. That means, even to preach, they were asking God, should we? He said, well, the Holy Ghost said, wait, not Asia yet. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach in Asia. So the fact that something appears good doesn't mean it's good for now. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach in Asia. Can we verse 7 together? After they were come to Mysia, they are said to go into Bithynia, but the Holy Ghost suffered them not. That means the Holy Ghost did not permit them. So can you see that the church was constantly led by the Spirit of God? Is it clear? Is it clear? Come on. Good. He can lead, he can direct us to do this, to not do this. We have the same Holy Spirit today. Why should our lives be different? Is it that we are studying too much numbers, too much statistics to make decisions? You have people who, all their decisions are statistics. Now, it's good. Like I said, it's not bad to have common sense. But in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, you turn there. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, the Proverbs of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, which are Solomon's. Proverbs 3 verse 5, are you there? He says, trust in the Lord with all your, of course, it's not talking about your flesh, then you can as well just trust God with your liver. He said, trust, the heart is the core of a man, the core, the central part of a man, your mind. He says, trust in the Lord with your heart and not with your head. Don't lean on your own understanding. That means the primary way a believer is led is not by facts. It's not by feelings. I've told you, that butterfly in your belly, you need to go check it with ultrasound. Pastor, I love him. And that's good. Because you marry what you love. Or who you love. Why did I say what? I don't know. Amen. Marry who you love. But you see that initial butterfly. Sometimes you ask yourself, how many butterflies are there in this world? If you have butterflies since primary school. Since primary school. Some of you are notorious since primary school. I remember in primary school, I caught some of my classmates kissing. Primary 6. Kissing at the back of the class. There was no phone. Maybe if we had phones, I would have just taken pictures. But everyone was on Nitel. So it was postpaid. No cameras. Come on. So, I said, gang. I was the only one. They matched themselves. This one to this one. Primary school. Ewa, you know some one of the people that are there? No, it's not Brewa. Say, hey, Brewa. You know one of the people there? We'll talk. I said, gang, stay like that. This United States. Maybe what was paining me is that they did not give me anybody. But they knew I was going to, come on, I was the last person you want to tell that kind of thing wants to happen. I'll use it against you. So I said, stay like that. All of you will buy me gala. And lolly. The next day, I had gala filled in my bag. Bro, it was sweet, but it was not. So when they were not fulfilling my blackmailing again, I went to tell the teacher, Uncle Said. I saw, they were kissing. I said, who else saw it? Ah! So all of them just said, he's lying, that I stole pencil. Ah! So everything now turned on me. Me, the truth bearer. Because in primary school, you have had people like that. Butterflies in your belly. You got to GS1. You met another one. GS2, another two. Every class. In GS3, you had 3 crushes. GS1, you wanted to date the happening boy in school that was in SS3. You know, now you look at SS3 students. And I laugh. And I say, these are the SS3 students, really? They are the ones controlling school, these small people. Well, you were small too, right? You know? SS2. Now, as SS2, you are the god of this world. SS3, you stop wearing socks.
Start talking out. Teacher encouraged you, say, I'm reading. Oh, you had crush. You promised someone that it's both of us against the world forever. Liar. Stupid liar that you are. You have been having butterflies. You go to university. You now forgot everybody you have promised in life. Because you have seen different level. All those fair guests of Unilag. Sister, hope them. And I say, hey, another butterfly. Is your tummy a zoo? You can't be led by that. You can't be led by goosebumps. If I feel goosebumps about it, then it must be God. No, the devil can give you goosebumps. How much are they selling it? Say, as worship was going on, my body was just, it's AC, you are under AC. That's the problem. The AC was facing you directly. So, normally, your air strands are going to go up. You will have goosebumps. It's not Holy Ghost. You can't be led by that. You can't be led by people's appearance and voice. So every time he talks, his voice is so deep. Not deep voice, you go chop. Is deep voice the leading of God? Some sisters are not talking against him. Because he's can as well go and marry Kevin Ikeduba. You know Kevin Ikeduba? Nollywood actor that used to act tiff. Just go and marry someone that's been led. I'm led by the Spirit of God. You know that old Sunday school song? I'm not moved by what I see. Abi? I'm not moved by what I hear. Right? I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by the Word of God. See, I'm moved by the Word of God. No, that's not the church. I'm moved by the Word of God. So, it says, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord, not with your head. Trust in the Lord with your spirit. With your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in some of your ways, in the difficult situations, no, he said, in all your ways. That means even in the things I figured out. That means even in things that are common sense. In all your ways, acknowledging. That is the fear of the Lord, acknowledging. He said, when you acknowledge God, what will happen to you? Proverbs 3:6, look at your Bibles. What will happen? And he will what? He will direct your path. Imagine someone, I gave an instance some years ago. I said, how many of us have run 100 meter race before? Anyone? Some of you, if you raise your hand, I'm going to put it down for you. Okay, good. Boshin, did you raise your hand? Better. Now, don't worry, I want to say something more. It will pain you. Let me say it. The last 100 meter I ran, that would be the last. For a while. Cause I did not see anything at the end of the race. I was 7th out of 8 people. Because the 8th person fell down. And at the end of the race, I did not see anything. I think it was 200 level, 300 level, 300 level. And he forced me new. JJ, my own is going to preach the word. He said, Pastor, people are not complete. His department will not be represented. Am I the only one in the department? See, I've not done anything in this sport. I've not done. Okay, so that it not be like I'm the devil. What should I do? He said, Jesus, 100 meter. He said, where are the competitors? I saw them. All light people. They are light on the floor. They like, I look at one. The person that fell, I already knew that this one. It was Marie. I win this one. But we're in the same department. So it's just 2-2. So I said, as a blue whistle, that's last night. Next, I just said, Pastor, PM. I said, glucose. Now, imagine that fast person, the person that was first. Imagine as fast as he is. Let's say the race is starting from here and we're going towards this place. But as fast as he is, he faced back. But it's fast. Will he win? But it's fast. That means speed is important, but direction is more important. If you are fast without direction, you're going nowhere. You have run 1,000,000 miles, but in the wrong direction. Disqualified. And that's the way some believers run their lives, their daily living. Let God direct you. He says, if you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will direct you. God has a promise. It's an oath. It's an oath that He has put down that if you acknowledge Him, He will direct you. Some wait till they have graduated out of school. They say, God, wow, where is the job? But when you were choosing in JAMB, you were led by cutoff mark. I say, ah, pastor, there was a cut. You were led by cutoff mark. You went to look at the last 5 years. Now, I understand the role of that. So that you don't want to choose law. And you go and get 120 in JAMB. And I say, which law? Which law exactly? Do you want to, medicine? Is it traditional medicine? You can't choose medicine, but you had 180. You now chose Unilag on top. I salute you. You will do the medicine, but your father's house. But you went to gather details from the last 5 years. Why not just choose Futa? Amen. Right, pray why? You choose Futa. You had 180, just choose Futa. Or Futo. Don't worry about the examples. They are very good examples. Or Funab. Well, I think there's a Funab, yeah? Okay, yeah. Funab. What kind of name is that? Sorry, you come to our church. You don't say that pastor is a university. Whatever you call him. But you went to check cutoff mark. Then you now went to choose one course that we don't even know, textile. You say you want to do Nike at gallery. You want to choose you are not even doing textile making. Management of textile companies. That's what you don't study. Which can be good, can be bad, can be anything. It's when you now finish school, finish NYSC, now ask God. You didn't ask God, where should I do my NYSC? He said, where they post you. It's okay. So say, the leading of the government is the leading of God. Are you not enjoying the leading now? You know, it's always funny. Because I told someone, I said, I don't want you to go there. I want you to serve in this particular state. And she told me, it's not in church here. She told me, she believes that wherever the government posts you is where God is leading you. I said, I hear you. The next day, it's not far, the next day, I said, I don't even know where this government is. Nobody has the fear of God and walk like this. I said, hey. So they can lead you in one light and then suddenly you don't have the fear of God. Come on. You will go to Maduguri. You will go. Hallelujah. So I'm led by the Spirit of God. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct you. He will direct you. I receive His direction. In my family, in my work, all around me, for my health, I receive God's direction. No, there are times that God has told me to stop taking chicken for a week. And I stopped. I mean, that's weird. Because I like it a lot. I don't want to tell you how many I take. So that you don't think it's your offering. But I like it a lot. And I don't know why I said, this week I don't want chicken. It was strange. I said, chicken of everything. So I don't want. That's a leading. Someone say for what? I don't know. But now God leads me. Right? And I read it well. And as negligible, you might say that's negligible now. Come on, if you eat chicken, what's the worst that's going to happen? As negligible, I could have just ignored that. But no. If you ignore God in the small things, when the bigger things come, you won't even hear Him at all. Because you have trained yourself not to hear Him. He's talking, but you've blocked it. Sometimes people look for the bigger occasions to hear God. But it's in the small things. In the small things you get that training. That training of obedience. It's a training of the Spirit. If you don't have it, you go get it. Are you listening to me? It's in the small things. Go here. Don't go here. Wake up. Hallelujah. Don't say the Holy Ghost is leading you not to go to work tomorrow. You go to work. Is that clear? Huh? Because that's a convenient leading. You know, it's a convenient leading. They say, don't go to work. The Spirit of God. Brother, you can't tell me that. Hallelujah. You are led to be at work every day. All right. Romans 16. We have already read Romans 16:16. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, not with goosebumps, with our spirit that we are children of God. So it says, trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3:5, with all your heart and lean not on your calculator. Amen? I say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on the news. So, a believer, you must learn to just check your spirit. Why are you led by ads? You never had that desire until you watched an ad. You never had that appetite. You never wanted that stuff Some people are led by movies. Because you saw a movie. Odogu Parara. Atalugo. Suddenly you are now looking for a wife. It was not in your plan. It was not in your, you are just looking for Atalugo. Atalugo. Sorry, man of pronounce well. Look at Atalugo. You will find. Because the devil will give you options. Say, Atalugo, how do you want it? Fair or dark? How do you want your own Atalugo? But you didn't have that in mind before. Why are you led by a movie? Or your sister? I say, I cannot marry anyone that will not buy the company. I mean, is that not what happened? So I've not watched it till today. What happened, sister? I hope, Jerry. I didn't want to start calling people. I just wanted to show up. What happened? The person bought the company. Eh? The company bought the company. The man bought the company she was working because she wanted to marry the lady. That's interesting. How many brothers can buy your company? So you can say, if someone cannot buy the company, maybe someone buys any bank. You want brother to buy UBA before she can marry you. Elumelu, not allow. Hallelujah. But you start having different kind of direction, which you didn't have before. I'm not led by movies. I'm not led by ads. I'm led by the Spirit of God. He prompts me. He tells me where to go. He tells me what to do. My spirit is sensitive to His word. His spirit bears witness with my spirit. Now I'm a child of God. And if I'm a child of God, that means I'm led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I'm not led by cost. I'm not led by convenience. It's good. It's good to if you can get good deals, right? Cheaper deals. It's good. If you can be more comfortable, it's good. I love to be comfortable. I love it. It allows me to focus on other things that are more important. But you can't be all your life be reliant on just being comfortable. No, I'm not led by opportunities. I told you. Not every open door is from God. Prisons have doors too. If a door opens, you must peep and check who opened it. Might not be from God. Not every open door is a blessing. Don't trade your discernment for unbridled appetite. Everything, once it comes, I take it. No. Be discerning. Prisons have doors. In fact, traps have doors. It will not be a trap if there's no entry. What makes it a trap is that the exit is now closed. You will not be trapped in the name of Jesus. I thought you said better, amen. You will not be trapped in the name of Jesus. You'll be led. I said you'll be led. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I will start close now. We'll start close. 1 Corinthians 2. Are you learning something? Verse 11. What man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is in him? Even so, the things of God, no man knows, but the Spirit of God. So he's saying, the Spirit of God is what knows the things of God, and communicates it to the spirit of man that knows the things of a man. Now, listen, 1 Corinthians 2:11. That means, God knows what you need. God has a perfect knowledge of what you meant to become. The things you need to know, they are in your spirit. They are not felt. They are not in goosebumps. They are not primarily in feelings. I don't say, if I'm going out and there's a cobweb, I will go back inside. You're not a serious person then. Why would that be what is leading you? That cannot be. That's not a good lead. I said that's not a good lead. Amen. You're led by the Spirit of God. Come on, I said you're led by the Spirit of God. So you wait for that witness of God in your spirit. How does God lead us? So you can go listen to other teachings we have had on this topic. He leads us primarily by His Word, the Bible. That means God cannot lead you to be unkind. That means can we say the fruit of the Spirit are also the leading of the Spirit? Huh? That means it leads us to be patient. Patience is not just waiting. Patience is what you do while waiting. I've given an example before. If we shut this door and say, we are going to do Celestial Church of Christ style of service, and we are going to go home by 5 p.m. and we shut the door and we throw the keys downstairs. I wouldn't like that. Amen. I would go. Everybody is forced to wait. I know some people climb the window and then jump, but it's fine. But you're forced to wait. Now, some will complain, some will just say, okay, you know what? Let's just study the word of God together, right? Let's edify one another. Let's fellowship with one another. But we are all waiting, right? But we're not all patient. So patience is not just waiting. I'm trusting God for a job. So I've been waiting. But all the while you have been waiting, you have cursed God. After cursing God, you cannot blackmail him or gaslight him. That's how you're blessing God. So you waited, but you're not patient. Patience is what I do while waiting. In the waiting. In that waiting room. That's where you know patience. We are led to be patient. We are led to be kind. We are led to be gentle. So say, you know, like that, that goes aura for aura. If you give it to me one, I'll give it to you five. I'm not a smear Christian. I will show you Shege Banza. I will show you that Shege is different from Shege Banza. Christian, no. Christian, you say, I don't really get angry, but when I get angry, I can. That's not the leading of God's Spirit. Now God, we know what God leads you to do, to forgive those who offend you. While that might sound like you're a mumu, but that's how he's leading you. Even when they are the ones that are wrong, not you. It doesn't lead you to keep malice. Husband, keeping malice with wife. And both of you are praying to God. How? God will tell you, go and talk to your husband first. Go and talk to your wife first. Amen. You're keeping malice with someone in church. Let's move start it. Because I think I'm talking to someone. You are keeping malice with someone in church. I don't understand. In church! And you're speaking in tongues. To what end? The entire tongues, pack it. Save it for later. You don't need it now. Go and apologize. See how the church is quiet now. Amen. Amen. It doesn't lead you to gossip. Cho. You know the news of everybody in church. Well done. The one is not Insta blog. It's Thunder blog. Because you are fast as lightning. Have you heard? I've asked one before, not in this church. On campus then. Say, sir, so have you heard? I said, you are always hearing things. You will also be hearing the devil. I told her. Sir, have you heard something? There's something I need to... I said, the last 25 times I've heard, have you heard? It's from you. You're always hearing things. You also hear the devil one day. And there's no one that certified me. There's no one that is to the help of the other person. It's inconsequential things I don't even need to know about. Have you heard? Why don't mind your own business and improve your life? Amen. Am I talking to you? Amen. That means the fruit of the Spirit are the leading of the Spirit. It leads you to be kind. It leads you to be gentle. It leads you to be joyful. It leads you to be thankful. Those who are not thankful are not walking in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of thankfulness. Unthankfulness is demonic. It's as demonic as it comes. Demonic is not someone shouts, I'm sorry, rolling on the floor, and I say, ah, it's me. No, that's not the only demonstration of being demonic. Being demonic obsessed or possessed or oppressed is seen in unthankfulness. Not just to God, to man too. Someone paid your fees. Even if it's just food, the person offered you. Thank you very much. How can someone give you a gift of money, you're counting it? That maybe it's not complete or what? They give you money, you're counting it. When you're done counting, what you see? It's not complete. It's a gift. Thank you. Say, what did he do that someone else cannot do? God could have used someone else. No. God used him. So say thank you. Amen. God could have, yes. As God used you. Yes, he used you for anybody. That's how hard it is to be used. Because every time he wants to use you, you drop. You dodge it. You use the same money to go and buy something else. You rather use that money to buy shawarma than God to use you. Now, the person that yielded to God using them for you, you say, God, it could have been someone else. That God is my father. He raises people for me. No, he's my own brother. He's my sister. He's not my father. Unthankfulness, that's demonic if you don't know it. I'm telling you now. Even your parents. He says, it's their duty. Shut up. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Your wife. Thank you. So your wife bought me a gift. Did not buy for her last week? Fuji has a commotion. Why not just say thank you? Thank you. I really appreciate it. I say thank you after every meal. Let me put money down. Amen. But it has become conduct. I finish it and I say thank you for the food. As though I begged for it. Amen. Because I can't cook it. If I cook it, I will not be the one preaching to you today. Amen. Why you be preaching? Yeah. Service over. Need 10:30. So I appreciate. Thank you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your children do things for you. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. I say, not me born you. Who born you? See, I'm thankful. You know, you also can thank God for leadings and for direction, even when it has not come. Even while, you know, First Corinthians 5:18-19. Say, quench not the spirit. I can start giving thanks. Verse 18 says, in all things, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning, in Christ concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In all things. That means, even when I don't have it figured out, I can say, thank you Lord Jesus for the leading. Pray for me as I close. Thank you Lord Jesus, because I know there's a way out. I know my backs are not against the wall. I know I'll never be stranded. I know there's hope. I know things will work out for me. I know you're leading me from the inside. I'm patient for your voice. I'm patient for your voice. And I know that things will work out for me. You know, I have not even figured it out. I don't even know where the help is coming from. But I'm already saying, thank you Lord Jesus. So, we can be thankful for direction and the leading of God's Spirit, even when it is yet to appear. While the voice is quiet, while the crickets sound, we raise our hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm even in this juncture to be asking for leading. I'm even here looking at options. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I know I'm looking at the next enterprise to go. I'm looking at the next place to go. Where to invest the money. Where to do this. Where to do that. But I know that you're leading me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit within. For the witness of your holy, of your spirit in my spirit. And my voice. Your voice is loud to me. I'm sensitive. I know you're my father. You are the good shepherd. And you don't lead astray. And so I walk by your voice. I always hear your voice. Tell me where to go. I am thankful for your leading. Verse 19, that says, quench not the spirit. That means, don't suppress the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Don't suppress the spirit. How do you suppress the spirit? By ignoring? So God asks you to do something. Don't forget, we said, how does God lead us? Primarily, by the Bible, by the word. Secondly, in the inward witness. What is the inward witness? You know that thing I always say, something told me. I just felt something. You see, that something, change it to the Holy Ghost. The inward witness is the spirit of the man born again that approves or rejects a decision exposed to it. If you go to the airport and you're about to onboard, so while checking, you're going to check your luggage for contrabands and the weight so that they will know if you are going to be charged extra. While checking, you're going to be exposed to some things. If your case is added, they might bring some dogs to check whether you have the... I'm at some point traveling and then one person was carrying drug. I don't know how stupid one can be to take drug in a local flight. Like just take bus on the road or something. You look at flight, you're carrying, so they have to bring one dog like that to, Bego, not be me. Because dog of everything is what I don't like. The Bible says beware of dogs. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. It's not me that says the Bible. Beware of dogs. And they caught the person. Well, if the dog was in the cage, with the dog back at the person? No. So, or if I was at my house with my luggage, the machine will not scan me, right? So the machine only scans what you're exposed to it. Right? Not that I get to the airport and the machine is already saying, Ole! Ole! Catch him! No. It's when you get in front of it that he now says, something has been detected. Is it making sense? So, see that as the inward witness. I have something I want God to even tell me whether to even start at all. I expose it in prayer and say, God, lead me in this. You see? And then God begins to give you checks. Breaking describes it as almost a green light in your heart, where you have this feeling of, yeah, I can go ahead with this. And sometimes you have this red light and don't go. Don't even near it. And Christians sometimes can ignore. Something I already like. Yeah? Somewhere that I'm already there. How can someone pay for my flight ticket? Return, no? To give me a place for a vacation. Give me a place. Maybe I should go. Any place you give me. Hey, I know you go. Give me somewhere now. Abulegba. Zanzibar. Badami. Isabia Zanzibar look. Zanzibar. And someone already paid. Paid hotel. Paid everything. Tour guide. And Spirit of God says, red light. See, Spirit, I beg. Spirit of God, I beg. You see, that is, you are quenching the Spirit. Because you are learning something unhealthy. You're learning to reduce the volume. Don't forget, we said God is always talking. But sometimes we have, by our own hands and actions, turned down the volume. Because the first time he told you not to do it, you went ahead. You went to that party. The second time he told you, that brother, can you just distance yourself? You said, no, we have gone too far. We have gone too far. Do you have many years I spent in this relationship? I'm the one that will lose. No. Every time you hear God, you gain. Every time you hear God, you are in the profit. You are in the advantage. It's called a sunk cost syndrome or a sunk cost fallacy. Sunk cost. S-U-N-K-C-O-S-T. In psychology, right? You know about that? You study psychology, didn't you? Jesus. Sunk cost. Sunk cost means when you feel I have invested so much in something, even though I have found that it's a mistake, I want to go ahead. An investment. I've spent so much money, but now I know that it's not going to yield anything, but let me pay money to do ads. Let me pay more money. Maybe if I put more money to yield. No, just get away. If you're on the wrong train, you get away at the next bus stop. Don't say, so now I put in my ticket money. No, get down. The earlier you get down, the better it is for your right direction. If you're on the wrong train, you get down at the next stop. Are you listening to me? And it's not about trains. Elites, don't quench the Spirit. Let him tell you where to go, what to do. Check your spirit. Let's go back to that old time religion, old school Christians, where you say, I want to pray about it. Husband and wife, you want to get a property? Why not say, let's pray about it? You know, there's nothing wrong in saying, let's pray about it. It's good that you have the facts. It's good that you have the figures. Oh, this is where people are investing now. They say it's close to the refinery. Someone came to my office, sometime 2 years ago. Here's the market. I said, he said, you like this one. He said, brother, they are brochure and all of that. I said, I was just looking. He said, it's close to the refinery. In fact, after that, we're the refinery. It's you. I said, why do you think I would like to stay beside the refinery? Why? He said, opportunity. I said, wait. Before that everybody's going for it, does not mean I would like it. Me, naturally, first. In fact, the fact that everybody's rushing there is the reason why I'm always stepping back. I said, wait. Because I know we are not that wise. The typical Nigerian, now come on. They don't think this is true. Too emotional. Too emotional in making decisions. Fast. And people sell it with that same emotion. You are close to the Agote final. Okay, you are close to the airport. So I should not be able to sleep. Every night I'll just be like, as one is going to Brazil, one is going to Hellfire. I'll be hearing different sounds. I said, I don't want a land that is close to the airport. Thank you. Say, you used to build a hotel. That's all. Amen. That's how you want to build a hotel. Why do you think I'm led by trends? I'm not saying don't recognize good business opportunities. I'm saying what is wrong in saying I want to go pray about it. Let's pray about this. Let's seek God for this. That's why in the old time religion, you see people, most of your parents, they'll say, I want to go and talk to pastor. You say, then lots of daddy babanide. Huh? Let me go and tell daddy something. Because they are led by the Spirit. We must not be too Gen Z. We must not be too educated to be led by God. Are you blessed? Huh? Can you bow your head and pray to God? Your voice is loud to me. I'm not too smart for you to talk to, Lord. I'm not faster than you, God. I don't run fast in the wrong direction. Help me in all my ways to acknowledge you as I trust you to direct my path. As I trust you to tell me where, what to do and where to go and when to do it and how to do it. You lead, now follow. You speak, and I hear. Show your prayer to God. You lead. If there are specific decisions you want to expose to God's Spirit this morning, say, God, I'm trusting you for so. Lead me. Show me. Show me. That next career decision, that application, that procedure. Show me, Lord Jesus. The acquisition. Show me. Help me. Just guide me, Lord. My ears are on ground. To hear you. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm not deaf. I don't suppress. I don't stifle. I don't press down the leading of God's Spirit.